With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump continues to face opposition, both political and judicial, in his drive to combat crime in some American cities.
The president authorized the deployment of 300 Illinois National Guard troops to protect federal officers and assets in Chicago. Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker denounced the move, calling it unnecessary and a manufactured performance. Meanwhile, a federal judge temporarily blocked the president's plans to mobilize 200 guard troops in Portland, Oregon, ruling that the city's protests did not justify the use of federalized forces. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tomorrow marks a somber anniversary in Israel, 2 years since the brutal Hamas terror attack on innocent civilians ignited the war in Gaza. Israeli and Hamas negotiators holding indirect talks in Egypt today.
At the heart of this is the release of the hostages living and dead, ceasefire, freeze, the release of Palestinian detainees in Israeli prisons, certainly the disarmament of Hamas, the reconstruction of Gaza, the control of Gaza, all of those issues are wrapped into this plan.
Our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. President Trump urges Senate Democrats to sign on to a Republican stopgap spending bill to end the government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson notes there will be another vote in the Senate later today.
The House did its job. We passed our bill. We did the job to keep the government open, and now it's on the Senate Democrat.
And so far, those Democrats have refused to end the shutdown, which the president says is resulting in layoffs. This is day six of the government shutdown. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 133 points, while the NASDAQ trading 82 points higher. This is SRN News. A pro-life group plans to spend millions of dollars in a key 2026 Senate race.
Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America, said it's adding North Carolina to the list of U.S. Senate races it's targeting next year. The group is committed to spending $4.5 million in an effort to defeat Roy Cooper. He's a former Democratic governor who's running next year to replace retiring Republican Senator Tom Tillis. SBA previously announced it would put the same amount into each of the two other Senate races in Michigan and Georgia. George Williams reporting.
Pope Leo has intervened for the first time in an abortion dispute roiling the U.S. Catholic Church. He was asked about plans by Chicago's cardinal to give a lifetime achievement award to Illinois Senator Dick Durbin. The plans drew objection from some conservative U.S. bishops. Given Durbin's support for abortion rights, Leo is calling for respect from those on all sides of the contentious issue. This is SRN News. Flag football has come of age.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league plans to launch women's and men's professional flag football leagues in the next couple of years. The timeline outlined by Goodell at the Leaders in Sport Conference in London would see the leagues created ahead of the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics, which will feature flag football for the first time. The league has prioritized flag football as a way to attract young fans. Goodell says, quote, "The demand is there," end quote, at the stateside college and international university level. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
On the first day of its new term, the Supreme Court has rejected an appeal from Ghislaine Maxwell, the imprisoned ex-girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein. Lawyers for Maxwell argued she never should have been tried or convicted for a role in luring teen girls to be abused by Epstein. Maxwell serving 20 years in prison. More details at SRNNews.com.